I am Frank, and today I have a very special guest. We got Clarence from Anime Nerd. How you doing, Clarence?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And now, Clarence, can you tell us a little bit about Anime Nerd, what you're doing over there?
All right. So Anime Nerd is just pretty much myself, pretty much just showing my love for anime, Japanese culture, pretty much any Asian culture. I'm a huge fan of that, so I just use that platform just to talk, because sometimes you just need a rant or just want to share your love about something. So that's what Anime Nerd is about. It's pretty much people, if they want to reach out and just come talk with me and just have a good time and won't be judged for their opinion. I might act like I'm judging, but I'm not really judging.
That's the important part. No judging. That's perfect. Yeah. Now, how long have you been doing the podcasting game?
Ooh, so it's, I would say about 2019. It was like, well, technically 2020, but this is like kind of pre-COVID. COVID was kind of the thing. Started doing the podcasting because it was Anchor. I got this, like, one of my friend had sent me a link to listen to their podcast, and that's what I heard it. And I'm like, I could do that. Like, you know, trying my best. And next thing you know, I just start taking off with it. So I'm enjoying it, not really getting tired of it.
That's good. That's the hard part. It's more work than people anticipate. And so sometimes you see people like the 10 episode mark usually is when they're like, what am I doing? So
for sure. Oh man, I think I'm past the 10. I'm like, I'm 200 episode deep or something. Yeah. I was just like, geez, it builds up over time. I'm like, geez, I talk a lot.
Can't help it when you're passionate about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what got you inspired? You were saying your friend sent you a link. What got you inspired to do like an anime focused podcast?
Well, I just feel like there was a lot of opinions and stuff. Like I used to watch like certain YouTubers and I like what they said. I'm like, well, why not just give them my take? I mean, somebody want to hear it. I mean, so it's like, and plus it introduced you to doors and kind of get you out your, like your comfort zone in a way. Cause before I used to never like talking in front of people, and like now doing podcasts, I promise to you, it's just like, I don't have no issue talking to anybody. And I used to have been scared of being judged, especially as a kid. I was always like that inner kid that just like don't want to be seen or known as a nerd. And seeing how popular anime is now, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, this wasn't like that when I was a kid. Well, let me go ahead and start talking about it now. And I just feel like it's an accepting community, and I just love it. There's just no complaints.
I completely agree with you. Yeah, when I was a kid too, it was like, you don't want to be a geek. That was the whole thing. We had the band room where we hung out together. That was it.
Exactly. It's like, it was one of those secret things. Like all of a sudden, everybody watched Naruto. Everybody watched Dragon Ball Z. Like, where was this when I was a kid?
Inuyasha like, was my N-word. I got into the Inuyasha, I was like, well, oh my God, there's so much more anime here.
I remember Inuyasha, the Big O.
Oh, what a theme song for Big O. Oh my God.
Samurai Champloo was my stuff. What else? This is a lot. Detective Conan or Case Closed, if you want to call it. I used to wake up in the middle of the night just trying to catch the episode, be so tired at school. But hey, Adult Swim era anime was legendary.
God bless Toonami.
Definitely. Toonami with Zoids.
What do you feel like you're bringing to the anime community that might not have been there before? I know you're talking about being accepting and stuff like that, which luckily the anime community is pretty good about that. But what are you adding to it?
I just feel like for me, I feel like I just add my own personality, my own take. Honestly, I just wanted people to be like, hey, you don't have to be this perfect podcaster because I'm far from perfect. And I think when you look at the podcasters on YouTube, so it seemed like they don't have no flaws. Their editing is great. And I'm like, I'm getting there. I'm getting better. I just like to keep it unfiltered, unraw, like uncut. Cause sometimes I just let my mind wander and I kind of like get it. But I want people to understand like, hey, he's not perfect, but he's doing it. And so obviously when you do it, you want to get better over time. So eventually you want to learn and pick up traits and so and expand. So I just want people to just know, learn to be themselves and pretty much just enjoy what you do. If you have a passion, just go for it.
Yeah. Honestly. I got to tell you though, Clarence, I've heard your stuff, and whether or not you feel it, because I know this is the case, a lot of times we don't feel about our own stuff. You sound clear as a bell. That's one of the harder things for a podcaster to do nowadays. Your podcast sounds great, man. Do not feel bad about it. It sounds good.
Again, I'm glad, because to me, I'm like, bro, why? I'm like, oh, well, send it.
We talked about some of your early anime that you kind of got into this culture with. what was your first anime?
Ooh, that's tough. So everybody know who like my friends and I know I'm a huge OG Beyblade fan. I kid you not. Something about Tyson and Dragoon, just the toys. It's just, I promise you, everything to this day revolves around Beyblade. Even some of my passwords still have the OG Beyblade fan.
Oh man.
So it's like, I would have to say it's Beyblade, man. It's just, honestly, yeah, Beyblade is my OG, the one that comes to mind. I know some people got Pokemon, Digimon, which I love those, but I would not miss an episode of Beyblade as a kid. So it would have
to be
Beyblade.
Kind of the outsider, though. When you're making up Pokemon and even Digimon, that was kind of the outsider, though, the Beyblade.
Yeah. It's funny because now I think about it. Even Sonic X was anime, but I didn't think of it as an anime, really. In reality, I thought it was a cartoon. So you could also put Sonic X in there, but if I had to say what shaped me to who I am today is Beyblade, but technically I would just throw a shout out to my dad for this one, throwing in the OG Voltron, the Lions one. And so I didn't realize it then that was anime. I just thought it was just a Saturday cartoon, but in reality it's an anime. So
that's how they get you.
Yeah, that's how they get you for real. You think you're like, oh, this is a cool cartoon. And then as you get older, it's like, wait, this was an anime?
Speed like, Racers that way too, where I'm like, I'm just watching a racing show. Like, no, you ain't. You watching an anime.
That's what got us. It's almost like they groomed us into this.
Oh no.
All right, so we start off,
yeah, of course. We start off with Beyblade. How has your taste changed over time? What are you seeking in an anime nowadays?
Okay, so from as far as like taste wise go, I would definitely have to say, as a kid, obviously, I used to love the harem, you know, typical teenage stuff. But as I got older, I do not like that at all. Now I just need a good story, something that can get you in your feelings, let you experience all types of feelings. Like, I love a good anime like that. Like, for example, I don't know if you ever heard of an anime called Erase. A lot of my friends know I love Erase, and that one will get you in your feelings and like make you experience everything. To me, that was a great anime. So stuff like that. I love a good shonen. I love a good slice of life. Of course, I love a good isekai, because, you know, who don't want to get teleported into a magical world and get some superpowers? Like, let's be real. those are like my current tastes right now. But as far as like the super etchy harem stuff, I kind of back towards that. I mean, obviously, at the time as a kid, of course, I like it. But as I grow older, I'm like, man, look, I just want a story. I don't need all this on my screen, especially if I'm on a plane. I'm trying to watch something and then something pop up. You're like, whoa.
You got those older guys around you that don't know anything. They're like, what are you watching over there?
I already know they're looking at my screen because they're not on there. So I'm looking at it. But God forbid it's like something pop up. And they're like, oh, nah, he watched the hentai. This man is crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It really happened to me when I watched Fairy Tale on the airplane. So I was like, ever since then, I'm like, yep, nope. Yeah. And I must say, I love Fairy Tale. I can't play it on the airplane.
No. I know I got friends that are like really into anime, and they'll bring some random idea up to me. I'm like, man, I ain't about to watch that. I don't care. I want something that I can really sink my teeth into, not just like, oh my God, boobs. I'm too old for that nowadays.
Storyline. Exactly. It's like, back then, at the time, sure, bring it on. But now as you get older, you're like,
of course.
I just want something nice.
I think Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood was the first one where I was like, this is like some impeccable storytelling.
That's a great one.
It was a real escalation for me in my anime watching career.
Yeah.
What do you think has evolved in anime over the years since you've been a fan?
Outside of like, you mean like far as like
in the
anime
early
story
days, like in the mainstream, in the early days, I think mainstream anime focused really basically on Dragon Ball, right? If we're being honest.
Yeah.
And nowadays, how do you think it's evolved to where, because I know the community is a lot bigger now and more people who maybe wouldn't have been on board with Dragon Ball are getting into it now. Why is that the case?
I just think it's more available. It's like, now that I think about it, because it's definitely more available, because back then, I used to have to go, you have to search to watch episodes, like into the deep web, causing your computer to get viruses just to get next episode of an anime. Like, I remember when I was watching
LimeWire.
But I'm sorry, computer. It died so many times because LimeWire is like, man, watching Bleach and Naruto, trying to get the latest episode. when you think about it, we were some talented kids back then when you to like search for I used to watch my manga on YouTube just because somebody would upload it, and then that's how I used to get it. And so definitely the availability is what changed a lot. And then obviously the quantity of anime, because granted, Japan always had that. But if you think about it, we had a select few of animes, and then you pretty much was just grateful for whatever they sent in America. But now that we got it now, we got Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll started off as a pirate site. Not a lot of people know that, but it eventually become legit. And now they got tons of anime that you could just look at just a click of a button and don't have to worry about, you know, pirating and stuff. Because pirating was real back then.
At Crunchyroll, I think it's baked in on Hulu now and stuff like that too. Like you can actually get it baked into other. That shows its legitimacy from back in the day when it used to be a shaky website at best.
Yeah, it was like I remember Kiss Anime, all those places. Yeah.
Looking back again on your career as an anime watcher, what was one of the most impactful moments that shifted the anime landscape?
Like far as like TV shows, you mean?
TV show or something like that you feel like people reference back to as like, oh man, you remember that one time?
Outside of Dragon Ball Z with Gohan turning like Super Saiyan 2, I really do feel like Naruto probably really like shaped the anime scene a little bit more than Dragon Ball Z. Like, everybody respect Dragon Ball Z, it's like the grandfather, but like Naruto really, like, I felt like shaped it, because people start, well, at least for me, I saw kids starting to run like Naruto to the lunch line, and people was talking about this ninja show. It started slowly graduating. So I want to say it was Naruto and Bleach was the two, but mostly Naruto leading the front. But then again, I can't disrespect One Piece, because there was One Piece.
That's the thing, right? One Piece has been around for a long time, but I feel like it was more insider for a while. And Naruto kind of seemed like it was more mainstream. Like my friends that weren't even into anime at all started watching it.
Yeah, I want to say I'm going to give it to Naruto, honestly. I just feel like people were talking more, like you say, was talking more about Naruto, and then One Piece was more insider. And then when they became a fan of like anime, then they became a fan of One Piece.
Yeah.
So
I think the next generation, it's My Hero Academia. What do you think about that?
It's between that and Attack on Titan.
Even though it's finished, got my soul.
Because Attack on Titan, I remember watching it. The first time, it didn't really get as much hype in season one. And then season two came, and then everybody just started talking about it. Same thing with like My Hero. My Hero had name in season one. Nobody was really talking about it. I remember watching, I'm like, I like this show. Yeah. And then season two came out, and then the fandom is crazy. Okay. I'm just going to say that for My Hero.
I for me, honestly, I would say Attack on Titan season one is its best. It's its best moments. It's so complete and really should be made into a big budget movie, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, I actually seen the Attack on Titan movie, the live adaptation. And let me just say that whoever was the director, stop messing with the content. Y'all ruined it.
See, that kills me. I have to see it needs to have some good reviews before I really invest my time in that, because it's just been so miss every so often.
I feel like one of those people who don't mind taking the risk of looking at movies at the theaters. And if it's trashy, hey, it's trashy. But hey, at least I went to see it. So
I appreciate your service.
One of those otaku who's like Shangri-La, who likes to play a lot of bad video games. I'm one of those who watch a lot of bad movies just to say.
Yeah, I saved a lot of my friends from Madam Web, so I'm doing my part as well.
So trust me, I ain't watching that movie.
No. It ain't even worth the popcorn.
Oh man, not the popcorn. That's the best part.
I know. Usually I'll sit in a black room for that good popcorn.
Hey, right? I'm known for going to a movie theater, get a large popcorn, large drink, and I'm just going into town, dog. It
takes 20 minutes to get past the commercials, and I'm already like halfway through my popcorn.
Exactly same. I'm like, dang, I got to slow it down.
I know, man. All right, let's return back to your podcasting. What has been one of the more rewarding experiences in podcasting?
Honestly, having some of my friends that so like listen to it and like, hey, like, I like your stuff, or even like fans, I wouldn't say fans, like people, supporters, listeners, just, you know, kind of reaching out and saying what they like or commenting, and also like just, you know, showing their little support there and there. Like, I'm not by all means a big podcast, but just even getting a message like, hey, I agree with it. or I don't agree with it. It's just that, you know, any support or even like feedback, you know, is feedback for me. So that's the biggest reward. And seeing it post and watching the numbers go up sometime for certain stuff is like, yes, like they're finally listening. Because, you know, when you create something, you want people to listen to it. I mean, even if they don't like it, at least they took a chance out their day to click on your stuff to listen to it, you know? So it's rewarding to me in that aspect.
Yeah. Feedback is so valuable too. Like whenever you get feedback, it just feels good. And it'll last weeks. I'll live on that good feedback for a long time. So
nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you kind of discuss what it is from concept to publishing? How does your podcasting go?
So most of the time for the concept, I kind of go and look and see like so I have two ways of doing it. So one way I kind of like to look and see what some people might be mad about and see like why are they targeting this thing? And I do my little research and stuff like that. Yeah. And sometimes, honestly, most of the time my podcast is just topics that come to my mind that I want to talk about and stuff, because I'm very passionate on certain things. And if I'm passionate, I feel like I do my best on it. Like, for instance, like for my Stellar Blade project that I'm working on, I just the controversy part I don't get. So I was like, why is everybody outraged about her? She's like not even that bad. But so like I'm making a podcast, you know, saying I don't see what it is and stuff like that. So that's my concept, and working on to the publishing part of it. It's like, all right, I say what I have to say. Now they can understand it's out there. I'm ready for a good debate, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't come disrespectful, but I'm ready for a good debate. That's all I'm saying.
So you seek those kind of topics. You actually are trying to get people to discuss it out a little bit.
Yeah, just discuss it. Also, I just feel like people nowadays are kind of scared of saying what they really feel.
Yeah.
And like, I'm at the age, I don't care if I get canceled. You guys can cancel me. I'm going to still keep talking. As long as I'm not
canceled
saying,
over anime, that's not going to happen. You're fine, man. You're good.
I'm passionate. I believe what I want to believe. So I want people when they watch it, like, well, hey, he's believing in this and he's not backing down. Of course, I do it in a tactful and tasteful way, because I feel like there's some people, when they attack people or disagree with people, they can get a little bit disrespectful. Yes. I'm like, all right, bro, you don't have to do it like that. You can just say what you got to say without, you know, being a habitual line stepper. So, So that's how I feel.
Yeah. What is the recording process for you? Like, what do you set up? How long do you think it takes for you to record an episode? What's the editing look like?
Honestly, it just depends. Honestly, usually I'd keep it between 15 to 30 minutes. And then if I have like a friend or so, it can easily go over an hour to 2 hours without even knowing that we would have been talking for that long. So I try to keep it realistic to where I'm at. So I definitely try to keep it like 15, 20 minutes, because after that, my listening is all right. Where are we going? Unless it's an interesting topic. And then so I try to keep it to the point where like maybe they want to hear about this and about this and maybe some news updates. And so like certain trends that I noticed that works for well, I like to go to like one OK Rock concert before. And I know that's like one of my biggest podcasts, because I guess they wanted to hear about it. So and then like anime review movies, like I did Suzume and that one did pretty good, too. So it's like, there's certain things I know that people will like, so I kind of like gear towards that and stuff.
Yeah. What about going to conventions? Any Comic Cons or anime conventions?
So I've been to two so far. I've been to the one, a lot of people don't know this, but I am in the military. So I was stationed in Japan for a little bit. Wow. So I've been to an anime convention in Japan and I loved it. I'm trying to get stationed back out there. So after this tour, I want to go back. And I've been to the LA convention. I want to go to more and start recording, because I never really record. I was still working on the podcast, but it was like low key. But I definitely want to be more out there, because, you know, obviously I'm in a place where everybody is just like me who love anime. So why not just record and talk about it? It's a great opportunity. So I definitely want to try to go to the one this year coming up in LA. So,
yeah. Well, we'll be there. So just let me know. And we'll.
Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. I'll let you know.
We got the crew going to be there. I'm hoping to be at San Diego as well. And then we go to BlizzCon every year too. So
that's the one I want to go to, San Diego, but San Diego is so tough to get the tickets.
You're telling me we got a little bit of a hookup, so that helps. But yeah, it's not easy.
Hey, I don't blame you, dog. Look, if you know somebody, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I'll have to hit you up on the LA one though, because that'll be a lot of fun. You were stationed in Japan. Was that kind of reinforcing your anime love?
Oh yeah, most definitely, yeah. Man. So this is the thing. So because I got lucky to be stationed at Japan twice. So my first time was in Iwakuni, close to Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. So I got to see the culture there, and everything mm-hmm. is real nice. Like when you go to Japan, you tend to learn to enjoy the simple things. It's a lot mm-hmm. different than America. The hustle and bustle of America, like, you know, having all the nice things, is American thing. Then you go to Japan, you look at how they dress, and it's not like they dress bad, but it's they dress so casual and simple. It's like, it's so nice. Like, I feel like they're not really trying to impress anybody. They're just being them and showing who they are and stuff. And going to the anime stuff, it's pretty cool. It's like, it's weird because anime to them is their cartoon, or like our cartoon. So it's like how we geeked out about it. They're like kind of casual. They're like, I like it. From the few I've seen, but it's not like how we over here in the West is like, oh man, this is great. And so it's like, so certain shows that I'm like, I think it's great. They're like, it's all right. It's like a kid show. I'm like, kid show? Are we talking about the same thing here?
It made me cry. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, no, maybe I'm not getting it. So then when I move up to Yokosuka, and it's like only an hour away from Tokyo, man, when I tell you I was in Tokyo every single week, it was like Tokyo overload. They have a city called Akihabara, which is AKA Anime City. Man, that's a heaven. That's like, I want to go back. I have some recording of it, but I didn't do enough. So I got to go back and record and try to do a little vlogging or something. It's like one of those places that I recommend people who want to travel overseas, definitely go check it out. Yeah. And I also been to Osaka. That's great. If you're a partier, hey, I promise you, you'll party from like 9 at night. And then I didn't leave the club until like 6 in the morning.
Oh, man,
and the sun was out. I can't do it now. But like, back then, man, I could do that. I wake up like at 10 o'clock just to hop on the video game.
Oh, man. Freaking iron. Now, you're into anime. How about manga? And I know over there, it's pretty common and a little bit everywhere.
Yeah. It's pretty common. Manga, honestly, after Bleach, I kind of stopped because I mean, I'm reading My Hero Academia, but there's no other manga really catch my interest at the moment, the time. I did read Solo Leveling, which turned into an anime. So that was hot back then for me. I actually bought the books now, so I have it physical now. So I'm happy about that. But manga, I do like manga. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I just haven't had that one that really like stuck to me like Naruto where, as a kid, every week I waited for that new episode or new chapter to come out. So it's a little bit different now, I guess, maybe because the times are different. So as of right now, manga, it's still there, but it's not as prevalent as it was back then for me.
Yeah. I'm just now getting into Demon Slayer. And so kind of digging into that. It's pretty neat. All right. Outside of anime, what are some of your other interests and is there anything that kind of bleeds into there? Like, you were saying you're in the military, but is there anything else, any sports or anything like that you're into?
I'm a big basketball fan and like working out and stuff. So I like doing that. Other things I'm interested into, I love a good K-drama, J-drama. Like, I'm into those kind of Korean and Japanese drama shows. Just because it's different. I feel like in America, for me, I'm not into it too much. Some of their stuff is kind of rinse, wash, repeat. And I just like watching overseas and see how like their media is different than from our media. So, you know, I got my girlfriends to start watching Alice in Borderland. So,
oh my God, I haven't even seen it yet, but the trailers are insane. I have to watch that.
Oh yeah. You definitely have to watch it, man. I would recommend that one. I remember watching that. I'm like, oh man, I already finished it. So I'm not going to say nothing much, but My girl keep asking questions. I'm like, just watch the show. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, the trailers alone have got me so hooked. I'm like, oh, okay. Once it's kind of filled up the library a little bit, I got to dive into that. That's
gonna be you definitely got to. And let me know, though. Let me know what you think.
I will for sure. All right. Let's get everybody a profile of Clarence. I want your top three anime and why.
Ooh. I feel like it changed. Oh, man. My number one, Erase. Number two, Code Geass. Lelouch v. Britannia all the way. That's a great series to me. Yeah. And then
Beyblade after that?
You know, I'm going to put that as childhood memory. I'm going to keep that separate because, you know, I don't want to disrespect it. Dang, I don't know which one is.
Clarence, I love this passion, man. I gotta tell you.
I'm trying to think. It's like I have a, if you can only see my brain, I'm going you know what, I'm gonna go with one because I still do it to my little brother every time me and him play fight to this day. I'm gonna go with G Gundam.
Oh wow, nice. Yeah. Oh man, that's a classic. Okay, but then I need to know, what is one of those underrated anime like nobody's watching, they really should be finding?
Ooh, okay, so currently right now, I don't know if a lot of people, well, it's current, but Shangri-La is pretty good. I'm trying to think which one is good. Hold on, sorry, I'm having to pull up my list.
It's okay. Got a list. I love it.
I know Shangri-La is pretty good. I should have had this already ready.
I purposely didn't want to let you know so that we can get you debating it out. This is on purpose.
All right. A lot younger than me. Definitely check out Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, the classics. You know what? I'm going to say the classic is the underrated stuff because I don't think people really appreciate it. Like Inuyasha, like you said, Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo. Yeah, the old school ones are definitely the ones that need love.
I like that. That's a really good answer. All right. And now I want some tips. Say you're somebody who's like, man, I love anime, or I just really want a podcast. What is some advice you might give to a brand new podcaster interested in the field?
Be willing to have people not listen to your podcast at first. Mm-hmm. It can get a little disappointing, but at the same time, just keep talking. There's a fan base for everything. So eventually somebody's going to come in and listen to it and they're going to be a steady listener. And then the next step, I would say, just do it.
Amen.
If you got a passion, just do it, honestly.
Yeah.
If you're having fun with it, if you're having fun with it, it doesn't really matter who's listening. I mean, it's out there for the world. So if they want to listen, it's there. I mean, it's a great way to help. Also, it's in a way like a therapy, I would say, because if you're mad, angry or something about something, this is your podcast. You can voice your opinion. Nobody's going to judge you for your opinion. And even if they do, I mean, they don't have to listen to you. So I'd just say number two, definitely just do it. And number three, have fun with it. It's just and embrace the challenge. You know, I start off with just a cord on my phone, started talking, and then eventually graduate to certain things, and then downgrade and then upgraded again. So now I'm back again. So it's like, just be willing to enjoy the ride and look back into it. Sometimes even now, like listen to your old work too, and listen and see how far you came from back then to now. Because you, even though you don't think you're growing, you're actually growing, and there's a big difference. It so
God, that's some good advice. I like that a lot. That's good. That's really good. All right, where can people find you?
All right, so you can find me on my podcast on Anime X Nerd, or you can always find me on Instagram, which is Anime Nerd 92. So there's no X's, it's Anime Nerd together 92.
Yeah,
and then you can follow me there. And I also have a YouTube, which the link is in my podcast. I mean, not my podcast, but my Instagram. Sorry, I couldn't think. Instagram. So it's there. So just definitely go check it out. And if you ever want me to do any podcasts or want to hear my opinion, just hit me up and I'll look into it and I'll let you guys know.
Perfect. All right, guys. All those links are going to be in the description. Start clicking around, following everywhere you can. Clarence, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
Thank you for having me, man. I had fun.
Awesome. All right, guys. We'll see you all next week. Bye.